Moose Mountain Provincial Park. Holly Dovan started attending the artist colony of Moose Mountain Provincial Park in 2015 and has returned each year with the exception of the COVID-19 lockdown times. Dovan has always lived in the Moosomin area. Her adult children Lindsay and Jay also farm close by. As a child, Dovan always enjoyed drawing and would do pencil art sketching. When her children grew up, Dovan began to take a couple of art classes at BG House of Crafts in Moosomin, which is now closed. The classes consisted of a pastel class, an oil routing and scratch class. Dovan has been painting for 30 years and enjoys it. Each time she picks up a paintbrush, she creates something new. It is very relaxing for her. She paints whatever she feels her mood might be that day, but she loves to paint landscapes and the skies of Saskatchewan. She also enjoys pet portraits and has painted her daughter Lindsay's horses for her. Dovan enjoys visiting her friends in Brandon, Man, so she can attend the Art Gallery of Southern Manitoba to gain more knowledge. With painting animal portraits, Dovan noticed a bush bunny outside her cabin at the colony. The bunny was the size of a mango. Dovan snapped photos of the little creature and proceeded to do a painting of the little guy. Dovan also captured the beauty of a blue heron on the lake and painted this bird. One form of art Dovan does is ink tents. It is a water-soluble permanent and bright coloring pencil. It may be used dry or can be mixed with water. The color is very vibrant and once dry, many colors may be layered to create a colorful piece of work. Chalk pastels is another form of artwork that Dovan uses. Chalk pastels are great for color mixing as brushes are not needed. Dovan loves her time at the colony. She explained how two young boys came to visit her. The boys were visiting their grandpa. They were full of questions, she said. The people are so friendly, and it is a great place to be. Dovan is also part of the Kenosi Lake Retreat Committee and attended each day. She will return to the artist colony next year.